the whole issue of false religion, of false teachers, is mentioned in every book in the New Testament,
uh-huh.
from Matthew to Revelation.
Uh-huh.
And when Jesus, in Luke chapter 10 or 11, somewhere in there, a whole mob of people came to the shore to see Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And there were so many of them, they actually stumbled over each other. And what a time to have a big revival meeting. And Jesus turned to the disciples and said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees."
Uh-huh.
He was more concerned for the separation and the purity of his disciples than he was for thousands of people that came to hear him preach.
Uh-huh.
And therein lies the problem, is that we, the soul winning, has taken precedence over discipleship.
Uh-huh.
And that we run them through the mill. And what is unfortunate in Hammond, and I've been there, I shook hands with tens of thousands of these people. And Dr. Waite, one of the haunting fears that I have is that thousands and thousands of these people that came down the aisle of the First Baptist Church and took my hand and said they were saved will end up in hell because they were not given the plan of salvation properly.
Hmm. What false plan were they given?
It's a diluted gospel.
What, can you describe it to our listeners?
I would be happy to. Our plan of salvation was a 30-second capsule, vitamin capsule, Romans 3:10, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:10, and Romans 10:13. And you're a sinner, yeah, if you're a sinner, you're going to go to hell, but Jesus died for you. If you would say a little prayer, you're going to go to heaven.
Uh-huh. And are these the type of the thousands that he's claimed to be
and these
converted?
Are the thousands that he claimed to have been saved.
What is his total count? Is it so much a year? What's his total? What is he saying now he's led to Christ? Do you remember approximately?
I mean, by now it's in the hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands. And you're wondering whether or not these people will be in hell because of the diluted gospel.
Well,
that is
again, Dr. Waite, if Jack Hiles has been in Hammond for 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and he's had 20,000, 30,000, well, you know, he had 100,000. He had more people in church allegedly one Sunday than the whole population of Hammond, Indiana.
Huh.
He had several times that he claimed to have 100,000 people in church.
Uh-huh.
And my question is, where are they?
Huh.
And the second question I have is, where are the churches? There should have been by now in the Chicago area several hundred Sound Fundamental Baptist churches.
Uh-huh.
If even a fraction of these people, but I have even a more damaging statistic than that, and that is this, in one phase of the ministry, the First Baptist Church has an average of about 100 deacons.
Uh-huh.
And the last one that I served on was in 1988, and
uh-huh.
I did a survey for Dr. Sumner.
Uh-huh.
To determine what percentage of the deacon board after 27 years of his ministry in Hammond, what percentage of these deacons were homebred converts
uh-huh.
of his ministry. People that have been won to the Lord, nurtured in the gospel, matured enough spiritually where they would qualify to become deacons of the First Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
The percentage was less than 2%.
Huh. Less than 2%.
Yes.
So most of them are from other ministries.
Most of the growth of the church in the 60s and 70s were people like me that were unhappy with the deadness and the dryness of our churches coast to coast and saw something which was vibrant and alive and like moth going to a light. We all immigrated from all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And most of the leaders today in the church are people that have come from anywhere.
I see. It's sort of a mecca.
It's sort of a mecca.
Uh-huh.
But the product is not there. If soul winning builds churches, you know, we should have a huge number of people, that are serving the Lord today faithfully.
Uh-huh.
After 24 and a half years in the bus ministry, driving a bus faithfully and bringing in anywhere from 200 to who knows how many people over the years, I can claim perhaps 15 or 20 people that are serving the Lord today.
Out of all those hundreds?
Out of all those years and years of bus ministry. It's a failure, Dr. Wade. The whole system has failed tragically because we do not, first of all, in our soul winning, there's not a word about repentance. There's no word about a change of direction where there have to be fruits of the Spirit and a changed life and whatever. It was just a constant, like a conveyor belt of people going out, coming in one end and dropping off the other end. And it's a damnable indictment on the whole ministry.